Kim, thank you. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy. 312-981-7200. That's our phone number. That's our text line. On Friday, we like to talk to Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com and find out what's going on in the world of television. And he's here right now. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Happy warm Friday.
How
Happy
about
warm
it?
Friday. Yep, absolutely. The X-Files is coming to an end for now. Yes.
No,
Wendy,
no.
It is.
They've introduced new characters. That's who's going to take it over.
Well, they for people who don't know, they've brought on two younger versions of the main...
Well, I don't want to spoiler alert.
They might have done that. They might not have done that. But they said at the beginning, you get six episodes. That's all you get. If things go well, maybe we'll bring it back. Where do things stand after this week, Kurt?
It's still right there.
Yeah?
I mean, things went well. And so the Fox president has said that nothing's happening yet, but he would welcome.
It's going to happen.
Ratings were good. People seemed to like
They seem to like it. Yeah. They seem to be enjoying themselves, don't they?
Well, they always want to do other things, and I think they don't want to be stuck in that same character
right
forever. But if it's six episodes a season, why
Boy,
not?
Have things
and
changed.
Also, Fox is calling this coming Monday's episode a season finale.
Oh.
So
that's very
that's
telling, isn't it?
Too.
Yeah.
That they would hope
yeah.
that something happens. And apparently, it's just huge all over the world. Like, they're airing it pretty much... same time type of thing all over in all the countries. So
how many seasons did it run originally? Like 8 or 9?
Yeah. Oh, was it 11 seasons?
I think so.
Yeah.
Duchovny left after.
Oh, that's when I stopped watching it,
I think.
Yeah.
But I think there were 11 total.
It's somewhere in there.
And they are available on Netflix. And people watched it then. I don't know if the ratings were phenomenal. Were they?
Well, it was on Friday nights, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Because I remember I worked a 9 p.m. shift and I would always come in late because I would watch that first and then go.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Friday night, so I think it was probably maybe good for Friday night.
Well, let's hope they figure a way out to bring this back because it's been fun to watch, even though it's been 6 episodes.
It's so good.
They do a nice job with it over there. All right. Again, we have to be very careful on how much we divulge because I know that people watch this not necessarily when it airs. But The Walking Dead came back on Sunday with an incredible episode. Wendy, you said it
was... best episode of the series.
How about that?
Ever.
How about that?
I think so. I mean, you had everything you wanted. It's funny because someone texted me saying, why aren't you guys talking about the Walking Dead? It jumped the shark. I'm out. I'm like, how could you say that? It was, you know, too much. It was phenomenal.
Well, I always like that they, you know, you get a little dead fatigue. I think.
Do you?
Sometimes
yeah.
Walking Dead fatigue, you know, okay, the humans are always the worst, you know, they're worse than the walkers and everything,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. You know, and a lot of people have felt that way.
Yeah.
But I like how they continually find a new, like a new twist mm-hmm. somehow, you know.
Sure.
And a new way to
succeed.
Yeah, and so that I feel it continues to be challenging.
You know why it's working, Kurt? Because we watch what's going on in the world of politics, and we need something lighter and friendlier to get our mind off the carnage of politics.
Exactly.
That's it.
And also, just the you know, they if you're into the whole gore thing, they always find like the most incredible new ways to kill off.
That's the funny thing:
the dead and even the people.
It is becoming way more graphic. I mean, way more.
Sure.
That's not why I'm watching.
A lot of people it is.
I know, but it's almost getting too much.
It's very much the living version of the comic book, you know, in that it shows all that.
And it's
gore.
Taken that route, the comic book route, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that...
they're trying to link up their universes. They want the TV version and the
graphic
novel.
Well, I think they'll
always
do what works best for the drama the drama. But, I mean, they always shift things around.
I read this great story online about how now it's become commonplace for the actors. Once they get the script and they realize this is going to be the end for them on The Walking Dead, they don't want to leave the show because it's a great show to be on, and they talk about how comfortable the work environment is. So yet again, another actress, this time the one who plays Jesse, that was Rick's girlfriend, she made a plea to one of the producers saying, spoiler, if there's ever a time that I'm no longer on the show, I don't want to leave the show. So I've come up with ways, if you ever decide you don't want me anymore, I've got ways to keep me on the show.
To come back as a walker.
Well, not necessarily. With her, yes, but other guys who have tried that in the past have said, hey, instead of killing me off, I'd kill that guy off. It'd be a lot better for the show if you killed that guy off.
A little political maneuvering.
Yeah, that's going on behind the scenes.
I wish Shane was still on. I liked looking at him.
Oh, but wait until... Do you watch Daredevil on Netflix?
No, but how...
That actor is going to be the Punisher on the new season of Daredevil, which starts in March. Amazing.
Really? Is he good?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. It's John
Barenthal.
John Barenthal. Yeah,
a president of his fan club.
Are you the president
me?
Of the John Barenthal fan club?
He is so good in that. He's just like he was in this.
All right, I might have to watch that.
Kurt, we've got lots of listeners that want to talk to you. They have questions for you. We're at 312-981-7200. Can we take a call or two? Are you okay with that?
I'm fine.
You're fine with that? All right.
All right. This is Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. You have a question?
Well, yeah, I do. You guys are always the best. I was thinking about this the other day, watching Mike and Molly.
Yeah.
So I'm not a big person to watch the ratings. Can he explain to me or to us, your listeners, how it is that they have decided they're not going to continue this? I mean, they already got the broadcast where they're doing, I think, 5, 6, 7 days a week. But they...
The syndication?
The syndication, but they have the originals. So they've decided they're not going to continue this series, you know, and being from Chicago, they do a lot of work to show a lot of Chicago. It's a great series. And from what I understand, you know, the actors and actresses really would like to continue, especially Melissa McCarthy.
Really? Because she's on the big screen now. I almost, once you hit syndication, isn't that where the money comes?
Yeah, the money comes in with syndication. But
see, I thought the same thing, Wendy, because when she has a lot of other demands on her, but I read that she says she wants to continue this show.
We should get Carla Felicia on the line, my childhood friend I've known since sixth grade. She's a writer on Mike and Molly.
Oh, really? You should.
Wow.
What do you think, Kurt? What's behind this?
Well, see, I don't know why they're ending it, but I thought... I thought it was because Melissa
McCarthy
had other
things. That's what I heard, too. She's got all kinds of movie
offers.
He
wants to stay on because he doesn't have much going on, does he?
Well, he hosts, there's a game show that he hosts.
But she's
also producing. He doesn't have much
going on. Her and her husband have a couple of shows they're producing. I think that at least one of them was made into a... Or was got a pilot order.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's incredibly busy, so that's what I thought it was. But
have you read or have you heard that she did, when they first announced it, she did come out and say... I'm really disappointed, and I really would like to continue this. Or am I completely out of...
Maybe she said, I would love to continue this, but I can't anymore. Because don't you think if she wanted to, they'd
find
keep
a way.
Doing it?
I think they would. I'm not sure what the ratings are. It's usually still top 10, I think. But they have been moving it around a lot on the schedule. Maybe CBS just has other things going on. You know, every time a network gets a new boss and
an angel gets its wings.
They sort of want to put their brand on the network a little
bit. And Kevin, something I don't understand either. It's like, you know, when they decide to end things, you know, in my opinion, if something's working, just let it run forever. But that they don't feel that way anymore. That it's not in the old days, you know, where they'd run for 20 seasons. So.
Yeah, I completely agree. And even when they first announced it, and I really believe I did read that Melissa McCarthy, even though she was so hugely successful in the movies and things like that, she was very disappointed that this was the decision that was made by CBS. I'm still scratching my head thinking, well, what's going on?
Well, we'll try and get to the
we'll
bottom of
it
that.
Out, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, this.
Thank you very much.
Hollywood Reporter thing I'm looking at now, it says that it's kind of CBS, I guess. That they've been shopping it around elsewhere.
Well, you know what? She also said, because they're bringing back the Gilmore Girls for a limited run, and she had a reoccurring role on the Gilmore Girls, and she's not in the reprisal. And again, she said, I would have done it. They didn't call me. But I'm sure if you're them, you go, well, she's not going to do a little bit part.
Maybe they couldn't afford her.
Oh.
Yes,
that
I'm
could
sure
be
that's it.
That could be it. Her price may have gone up.
Why do they do that? They discontinued Gilmore Girls. If you quit, you're out. I mean, why? You can't. It's not like Michael Jordan. You can
well, you
quit
know, this,
and come back
just
and retire.
Just wait for it. There's a wave of old shows.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back. And,
run out
and
of ideas.
Gilmore Girls, one of them. Fuller House, I think, just started.
No.
Yeah. Or it's coming out.
Yeah, it's the 20-something.
The Prison Break thing last night.
That's coming back?
Yeah.
They're doing a short season of that, too, sort of like I think they did the X-Files. And what was funny is Wentworth Miller and what's his name?
Dominic. something. Dominic Purcell.
Are in DC's Legends of Tomorrow on CW. Yeah. And last night, it was funny because Dominic Purcell's character was thrown into a Soviet prison, and Wentworth Miller's character, when he was being told how they were going to break him out, he goes, his character said, "This isn't my first prison break."
I know what to do. This isn't my first prison break.
And I couldn't stop laughing.
Nice inside
joke.
That was
so funny.
It's fun when they do that.
We'll take a quick break. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have a question or a comment, 312-981-7200, we'll get that done. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. Great website if you're a fan of television. We're at 312-981-7200. If you have a question or a comment for Kurt, he'd be happy to answer them.
I would.
All right, we're going to fly through these. And Susie, you've been on hold. What's your question for Kurt?
I'm a big fan of American Crime. I was amazed with this past Wednesday's evening, a show when they had the on the screen, it said, due to viewer discretion. And to see that on ABC was just something, you know, that's not, someone's not familiar with and that. And it was a terrific show this past night. I was just jumping out of my seat.
Yeah, Susie, they do that, though. They'll put that warning up there to let you know it's a
little. But this is especially.
I mean, it was an excellent show.
Yeah. It was. It is. And, you know, ABC's, this is basically a cable drama that ABC's doing. And it's on ABC. It's amazing. And sadly, not very many people are watching it. So I'm so glad you called in because more people need to be watching it. This is the second season. And it's another one of those where they change same cast, different story.
Like
each
an
season,
anthology.
An anthology.
Yeah.
And, you would think it was a cable show.
Yeah, I know. It's totally like a cable show. And next week's episode, let me tell you, will knock your socks off.
How about that, Susie?
Put on two pairs of socks, Susie.
Wear two pairs of socks.
Thank you so much for calling.
Timothy Hutton's still in that?
Timothy Hutton's in it this year.
Yeah.
Felicity Huffman.
Lily
Taylor.
Oh, she's
Chicago
good from
native.
Here. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And Connor Jessup, who's this Canadian actor who used to be in Falling Skies, is amazing. Hmm. This season's about a kid in high school who gets a guy who gets raped at a party. Thrown by the basketball team by one of the basketball players, and it has all the stuff to do with being gay in high school, being closeted on a basketball team, you know, male on male rape, all this other stuff.
Jeez.
It's so intense and so perfect.
Yeah,
it's really really good.
The first season was magnificent. I've
not
seen the second
yet. The first season was great.
Yet.
It had a little bit of sort of grandstanding. This season, that has all been sort of tempered a bit, and it's more with the story, you know, with the people and the story and
American
everything.
American Crime.
Yeah. And this is ABC, because remember that they were pushing the envelope a bit with NYPD Blue, too, because they used words that you didn't really hear
and
on
every week
network
you got
TV.
To see a butt.
Right.
Remember
well, this,
for a while?
And a short-sleeve shirt.
Sometimes a short-sleeve shirt and a butt, yep.
Sipowicz's butt.
Yep.
And
that was the original title, remember? And the network turned it down.
That was the episode title.
Right, right.
CJ, how are you? Quick question.
BJ, how are you, darling?
Hi, BJ.
As much as I've told friends not to call me during Bill and Wendy, somebody called me.
How dare they?
At the beginning of the discussion, were you talking about the discontinuation of The Good Wife? I nearly fell over.
Well, we talked about that last week.
We talked about that last week. They
I wasn't here. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. The creators of that show always thought it should be a seven season show, and so they had announced that they were leaving at the end of this season previously, and CBS then decided, you know, well, we should probably honor their wishes and not try to continue it without them. So that's why it's going, and all the cast agreed, you know, because everybody I guess feels so.
Sorry, BJ.
That's bad news
for
BJ, obviously.
Thank you for calling. We have to fly through one more because, Denise, I had you on and we got disconnected, so you had a question for Kurt Wagner?
I do, and I love you guys. I wish you were on 24 hours a day.
We're working on that, Denise.
Thank you. We don't.
We're hoping to get that done for you.
I need to sleep.
Anyway, tell me about Elementary. I love that show.
Elementary.
Okay, what do you want to know about it?
I mean, is it good for several seasons? I noticed they had, you know, compacted the episodes this year.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is Elementary?
It's
a retelling of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. It's in modern day.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's on CBS. It's in modern day.
I thought it was about an ML.
Lucy Liu is his Watson.
Love her.
Yeah. I don't know. I think a lot of stuff has been shortened. The seasons have been shortened because the networks, I think, are trying to compete with cable and have year-round shows and switch up their shows more. And I think the writers like it because it's easier to write smaller seasons and keep stories. Yes?
So are we good to go? Is it going to continue?
As far as I know, I haven't heard anything different about it.
Oh, great. I mean, it's to me, it's complex. It's intelligent. It really keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
Sounds excellent. Thank you. I should check that out. I thought it was about elementary school, and I'm like, really?
No,
that's not that fun.
It's got Sherlock Holmes and Watson. It's fun.
I think he solved a crime at an elementary school.
Yeah, there was one episode where he solved a crime. That was excellent. Kurt, thank you. We appreciate
you
being here. We hope you have a great weekend. That's Kurt Wagner. And again, the website is tvshowpatrol.com. It's a good one. We'll come back and find out what's coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.